Remember, you can always text us on the Junks text line, brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I'm kind of in the mood for wings tonight. Might be making a Lido order later. Get some buffalo wings with ranch, of course. Mm-hmm. Would not dip them in blue cheese. Ranch. That is your play.
Sounds good.
We're going to listen to some audio in a bit here from Mike Florio. He has the top five coaches on the hot seat in the NFL. We're not even in training camp, but we're going to go through who is sitting on the hottest of seats. Do you guys have, off the top of your head, who you think might be on this list? Give me one guy.
Oh, it's that's easy.
Who you think is on an NFL coaching
hot seat. I don't know if he can save his job. He'd probably have to win the Super Bowl to save it. Brian Daboll,
I would imagine he would be one of the guys have to be on the top. This list.
He would be the top.
I think Kevin O'Connell's on the hot seat. I think.
Is he? Why?
I think Mike Tomlin maybe.
Hold on.
I don't think O'Connell.
From the Vikings?
Yes.
Wasn't he just coach of the year?
It's the weirdest bit ever. Why would he be on the hot seat?
I just think he's going to have to produce this year.
So you think of the Vikings?
Hold on, they went 14-3 last year.
Yeah, they're coming.
Now he's got a new quarterback. I don't think.
Why would he? He should sit down on his seat, and it should be nothing but air conditioning vents shooting air into his butt.
Did you know they went 14-3?
Yeah, I know. Sam Darnold had a great year, but they're relying on
he's got
a second year quarterback in JJ McCarthy. I think that he'll be on the hot seat.
I don't think so.
That's one of the weirdest answers that JP's ever given to anything, I think, personally.
Brian Daboll,
Stefanski.
Definitely. Okay, I could see Stefanski. I mean,
Stefanski makes way more sense than O'Connell.
I would agree with you.
Or is it O'Connor? I always get his name.
O'Connell.
He's on the coolest seat ever. All right, we're gonna go.
Hold on. I'm gonna throw out an. I would kind of agree. This it could be kind of hot take-ish.
Okay,
but with what's been going on, and we've been talking about the Steelers, what's been going on with their quarterback situation.
Yeah,
I would think Tomlin. I mean, he's been there forever, but I would think that. If they don't take a step forward, now they did get to the playoffs last year. That's just what they do. You always get to the playoffs. But I would think if they take a step back, especially with the Aaron Rodgers thing, I would think that he would be on the hot seat. Now, he's not at the top of the list. Daboll's got to be the top of the list.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I would pick Jonathan Gannon in Arizona.
Yeah,
I think he needs to have a team that's competitive and fighting for a playoff spot. He's 12-22. So far. All right, we're going to go through five all the way up to one who's sitting in the hottest seat. Not going to give names. You guys have to ID them as we give the audio.
Lou of throwing a drink on a fan may fill out a pink slip for Dave Canales if they have a disaster. And I know there's kind of a vibe that, hey, maybe the Panthers are going to. Look, maybe they will. I don't know. But I know this. There's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9 teams at the end of the year that the feeling is going to be they sucked. And what are they going to do to get better? And if the Panthers fall into that band of teams, could be they disband the coaching staff and David Tepper finds somebody else.
That kind of surprised me that, look, Tepper's amongst the worst owners now in the league with Dan Snyder out of the picture in Carolina. But is he really going to jettison Dave Canales after two seasons? I guess he could. They got rid of Frank Reich with the quickness in Carolina. I mean, he's a tempestuous type of owner, but I would think they would give Canales more than two seasons, but
yeah,
maybe not. Maybe that's not the case. All right, here's number four.
Next up, number four, Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer. And look, Jerry Jones doesn't like to pay coaches to not work for him. And if the contract has guaranteed money beyond 2025, and who knows, maybe it doesn't. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer's ship finally comes in at a time when it seemed like he was never going to get a chance to be a head coach. Maybe he agreed to a contract that has no guarantee for 2026, has a team option after 1 year. If Jerry Jones can avoid having to pay Brian Schottenheimer next year, that could make him vulnerable if this season doesn't go well.
First-year coach? Man, could be. I mean, look, maybe. Sometimes guys get bounced quick.
That's true, but
some guys don't even make it through their first year.
That is true, but it's rare.
It's rare.
I just feel like if you give Schottenheimer the head gig, like you should give him at least a season or two before you're ready to pull the plug.
Wouldn't you have thought Urban Meyer would have lasted longer than a year?
Some guys are just a disaster.
Off-field stuff there, too.
I know.
Some guys are just a disaster.
Schottenheimer could be 1 year because, remember, he was promoted from within.
Right.
So he's already kind of failed there already, mm-hmm. and Jerry was doing a weird bit by hiring him.
Right.
I could definitely see it if they finish last in the division. It's kind of embarrassing. Everyone thinks
if they
the Giants,
that would, it might be firing worthy. Probably, you could be right.
Jerry doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Can I give another one kind of hot take-ish?
You can, sure.
Zach Taylor?
Yes. If they have a bad September again, he has a dreadful record at the beginning of seasons, which is, ends up eliminating them last year.
Right.
I think that's a good one.
I don't know if Florio has him on the list, but
right.
I would think Zach Taylor hasn't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Yeah. All right, let's go to number three.
Number three. And I'm not saying he deserves it. He's been dealt a bad hand. Chris Ballard, the GM of the team, has been dealt a bad hand. But Shane Steichen, it feels like we're getting closer and closer to the expiration date. We've got new ownership following the passing of Jim Irsay. We don't know what the Irsay sisters think about Steichen. We don't know how they're going to feel after this season. I think Daniel Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. We're going to see what he can do. And he's going to be carrying on his shoulders the obligation to potentially save Steichen's job.
Ooh,
I think Steichen's
want that. I would not want my future and my fortunes hinging on Daniel Jones.
True.
I would not feel good about that.
But he has been dealt a bad hand, like you said.
I mean, they picked Anthony Richardson way too high.
Way too high.
He's so inaccurate.
When you take a quarterback at number four overall and he sucks,
he's got a hit.
It puts you back 5 years.
Yep.
I actually think Steichen's done a decent job considering how bad the quarterback's play has been.
Right.
He's basically a 500 coach over the first 2 years.
Could have done a lot worse.
But I understand if you don't make the playoffs in your first 3 years, you have to pay the price.
Right. All right, let's go to number two.
Now, I'm a firm believer that John Mara, the co-owner of the team and the guy who's in charge, he needs to make it clear to everyone that he's behind both Coach Brian Daboll and GM Joe Shane, and that the commitment to keep them wasn't just a year-to-year thing. But see, the problem is, as we've said before, Mara, a day after renewing the commitment to Daboll and Shane, said, I've just about run out of patience. If that's true, are they on the hot seat? It sure feels like it. I don't think they should be. I think if you're going to make this thing work, you got to give it time. The non-dysfunctional teams give it time. And I think Mara is trying his damnedest to break from the dysfunction of the past 10, 12 years where they're firing coaches and GMs all the time. We'll see. Maybe hard to do if the Giants end up in the basement in the NFC East. If they end up 3-14 or 4-13 or even 5-12, we'll see.
All right, so he has Daboll as the number two name on his list.
Wow, I would have thought he would have been number one.
All right, you guys actually have not mentioned number one yet.
Okay, hold on. Right,
don't spoil it. Let's just listen to it, because then you're going to say it. But I'm just letting you know you haven't said it yet.
Okay. All right,
I'm just looking at the list of current guys, and I don't know who would be
I think I might
one.
Know who it is, but I'm not going to spoil it. Here's Mike Florio's number one coach on the hot seat in the NFL.
And at number one, as much as I like him, I feel like Mike McDaniel in Miami, this is upper out year for him. If the Dolphins aren't competitive this year, if they finish third or fourth in the AFC East and miss the playoffs, it could be the end of the road. I don't know what Stephen Ross is going to do, but it could be the end of the road. We keep hearing about culture change, culture change, culture change. Why are we changing the culture? Because the existing culture isn't working. Because, look, they overreacted when they fired Brian Flores. They moved on from the Belichick-style hard ass, and they went all the way to the other end of the spectrum with a player-friendly coach who doesn't hold his guys accountable. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to hold guys accountable. I don't know that it's going to work. And at number one.
Yeah, so McDaniel is...
So McDaniel's won.
He's 28-23. They've had two playoff berths. He's been there since 2022. So I guess...
So this is year four, and he's made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years.
Yeah.
So my guy Kevin O'Connell's not there.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's the 14-3 guy's not there.
I mean, the guy, shockingly, JP, the guy who's 34-17 is not on the hot seat.
He had a rough second season.
I mean, he's 17 games above 500. That, for, to me, that keeps you off the hot seat for the most part.
But what if he yo-yoed down?
I mean, what are they going to yo-yo down to?
6-11?
Well, I never know.
I don't. I mean, I just don't.
I don't think he's on the hot seat.
Unless J.J. McCarthy is a total farce at quarterback, I don't see them dipping into the 6-7 win probably territory. Not.
I just don't know if I'd put McDaniel one.
I think it's.
I mean, I wouldn't put him above Daboll.
Right now, he has the same winning percentage as Don Shula.
Who does? Is that
O'Connell. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe JP's getting some. He knows somebody that works in the Vikings.
No, I actually do know somebody at the Vikings, intel. And he loves JJ McCarthy.
I don't know.
Hey, wouldn't that be an indictment on the front office, not necessarily the head coach? If they yo-yo down and they got rid of Sam Darnold because they wanted to play JJ,
unless he was pounding the table for JJ.
I would expect the Vikings to come in around 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah.
In 2025, I don't know what their season win total is. I'm guessing it's around there. Might even be a tick higher.
All right, I might be wrong.
All right, I'm just
saying. Wouldn't be the first time.
I just don't know if I'd put McDaniel one over Daboll. Daboll, if he doesn't make the playoffs, has no shot of being here next year.
Well, I mean, from what Florio's saying, it sounds like the same thing for McDaniel. Like, he better make the playoffs.
I think what people know that or feel like Daboll is a good coach, it's just a bad roster. I think a lot of people think Mike McDaniel is a big reason for the problems in Miami.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll see. They bet if Mike McDaniel likes living in Miami, he better make the playoffs this season from the sound of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Stephen Ross has the longest leash when it comes to coaches.
He's got to keep his quarterback healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he's got another concussion-filled season, that's probably over for him.
Yep. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena, so be sure to keep listening. Bank local, cheer local, in business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my math, that is over 20 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.